Hi guys, welcome back to the anime podcast, and I got another Black Clover thingy to discussion. You know, I love my Black Clover, man. It's one of the most exciting mangas that I'm reading currently right now. So yeah, I gotta talk about it. Anyway, what I want to talk about is the fact that Asta has practically become almost every magic knight, every magic user worst nightmare right now in Black Clover. Now, Asuka was already such a dangerous threat because he was an anti-magic user. He could deflect, block, basically nullify your magic, right? And the only advantage most magic user had over him was the fact that he had no mana. So he had to rely entirely on his body in order to fight, which is why he always worked out a lot, why he was muscular and all of these things, and why he's constantly training his body, because that's the only thing he had, right? And so a long range, like say, so for instance, someone like Yami, who uses long range and is almost just as muscular and strong and train his body just as much as Asta, would be Asta's worst nightmare because he could launch long range attacks without getting close to Asta. So it would become a battle of stamina and speed, right? Is Asta fast enough to block all Yami's attacks and stuff like that so that he could nullify or reflect them, right? And so that was a disadvantage that Asta faced, you know, that, and you could see that disadvantage play out strongly when in the under the water battle that he had against the beast guy from the Eye of the Midnight Sun, right? He had used the help of I keep forgetting these people's name, right? But he had to use the help of the space user guy as well as the fate user girl in order to keep up in terms of speed and long range attacks and so forth. So that was Asta's biggest weakness, the fact that he was a close range combatant who had no mana and had to rely entirely on his physical prowess, right, and his sword. But right now Asta is using long range attacks, and he has mastered anti-magic to such a point where he can now basically, the one weakness that he had is basically now null and void. I mean, I guess he still has a weakness of his physical body, but come on, I think everyone has that right now. Everyone, it's like a level played field right now. Now we can launch long range attacks and all these things. And so I'm guessing that my thinking is that Asta is now basically unstoppable. Come on, the only one people that can really fight against Asta and win right now is has to be someone that is overwhelmingly more powerful than Asta in every aspect, right? In every aspect right now. He has to be someone who is just tremendously strong and battle ready and battle experienced that can really beat Asta in a fight right now. Right? Someone who has so much mana that Asta blocking it and nullifying it is almost pointless. You know, like a devil or a Yami or a Julius who can use time magic. Someone who has so much mana at their disposal that you blocking and nullifying it is almost pointless, because you will have to have enough, Asta will have to have equally that much energy and strength to continuously blocking it, so it will become a fight of attrition or resilience and strength. So yeah, Asta is now pretty much unstoppable, in my opinion, unless someone is really, really out there, stronger, much more powerful. Let me know what you guys think though. That's just my wild theory. 3 minutes, that's it. Alright guys, so this is the outro of my podcast. The only reason I'm recording this is for two reasons. First reason is, I want you guys to be reminded to like, share, and comment on this podcast if you can. You know, if you guys are not yet on Anchor, make sure you download the app. You can then call me, we can have a discussion over the app and all these good things. Secondly, I also wanted to add a second sponsorship segment, so that's why I put it there. But main reason is because I want to remind you guys that you should support the podcast as much as you can if you like it. You know, if you have friends and families that like anime as well, just share it with them, share it on social media, share it in your anime discussion groups, and get this podcast growing. That's all I'm asking you guys, please and thank you. Anyway, that's it for now. See you guys when I drop another episode, which can be 2 a day, 3 a day, to once a week. You never know, based on my schedule. Be reminded, like, share, comment, and I'll see you guys another time.